Praise God.
Praise God.
God is good. He is good all the time. I'm glad to be in His house today. I thank God that He's allowed us to be in His house. I asked God, I said, God, do you want to have church at Parish Christian Center today? And He said, absolutely, I do. Now, there will be no service tonight, and there will be no service on Wednesday night, but you know what? Today is the day of salvation. Right now is the time of salvation. While you're sitting under the Word, I just thank God that it's falling on good ground. And to my nephew, I would like for you to get me some music ready, because let me tell you something. We're about to kick the devil's butt. I'm not a politically correct pastor, nor will I ever be a politically correct pastor, because look here, I'm not a politician. I'm a flat-out woman of God, and I do not care about politics. I will preach until the day that I die, because that's what's important right here up in the coronavirus, is people know where the children of God stand, and we're standing right here in faith. Why, Rocky? Because look here, this is how we fight our battles, every single last one of them. You know how you fight them? You get your family and you take them to church and you say, God, in Jesus' name, every problem that rises up against me, it's going straight to hell where it came from. Does God ask for perfection? No, He don't. He asks you to lift His hands and show Him who's God. Look here, I'm not gonna dance around the coronavirus. I'm standing up here. Look here, that's how it's going to be up in church. Amen? That's how it's going to be. Now tonight you're going to be up in your jammies watching us, but for today, you're going to get what you get every Sunday night. Praise the Lord, Sunday morning. Look here, I'm already drunk on the Holy Ghost. I don't know what I'm saying, but you know what? It is what it is. I thank God that my niece and my nephew and my brother-in-law are in this service. And you know what? Stretch your hands up, Brian. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for him. God, I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for his business, God, that it prospers like never before. God, I thank you that his business isn't harmed by this virus or by any fear or doubt and unbelief. And God, right now, I ask that you to restore to him, God, everything that he's lost. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're giving him health and prosperity. God, in every single thing that he needs, Lord, I thank you that he has it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like for you to stand. You may not believe in this, but look here. Give it a try. Give it a try. Try to feel his presence. Try to feel his presence. Try to lift those hands. Why? Because where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am right in the middle of them. Look here, if you think that you got a backwards pastor, I would preach to a room full of atheists. I don't care. Why? Because the days of the Satan are numbered. The days of the kingdom of hell are numbered. The devil only has so much time, Brenda Babe, to pull his shenanigans. You see empty seats? Look here. They ain't scared of the corona. They having relapses. Let me tell you something. God is going to reign. God's not getting the baby Christians of this church. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I loose right now. You said you needed a binder and you said you needed a looser. God, I loose the Holy Spirit up in here right now in Jesus' name. God, I loose healing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for financial prosperity, God, even in darkness. Lord, I thank you that everybody's household, God, has exactly what they need. God, every wallet in here, Lord, is full, God, of your mercy, God, and your strength and your ability. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that Satan is bound up right now, that the coronavirus, I'm calling you out, and I'm binding you up right now, and I'm telling you to go right back to hell where you came from, and to be no more, to cease and resolve right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now I lose peace. I lose peace. If you've had a problem walking in fear, I want you to raise your hands, because look here, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you power, love, and a sound mind. And right now in Jesus' name, I lose that. I lose power in this place. I lose a sound mind in this place. And God, I give you praise. God, I give you glory. And God, I'm your vessel so you can speak through me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was worried that Brother Angelo was going to preach my message, but look here, that's just a confirmation. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And we're going to begin to read. And that day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." I can look each one of you in the eyes and tell you this. Look here, Brittany, come hell or high water. I'm looking at everybody in here, and I'm telling them, hey, come on now. Be sober and be vigilant. And I'm also looking at you, and I'm saying, look here, child of God. We are going over to the other side. We're going over this. See, here's what the problem is, Angel. If the devil could have predicted the cost that it would cost him, he would have never tried to get Jesus Christ crucified. If he knew what it was going to cost him, he would have never done it. Look here. If the devil knew what the coronavirus was going to cost him, he would have never let that come on the face of the earth. Because let me tell you something, Brittany, there's people walking in fear. But never in my pastorship have I had more people call me and say, "Pastor Kelly, do you have a Bible? God is speaking to my heart and he's telling me I need to know him." Look here, what the devil meant for harm is going to increase the kingdom of heaven. So I urge you, don't walk in fear. I'm not telling you to be dumb and go to Walmart 17 times and catch it. What I'm telling you is this right here. At the end of the day, this thing down here called life in this world is winding down. And so what is my job? My job is to keep these doors open, put on my best outfit, and get in here and preach the word of God. Why? Because souls are hanging in the balance. And I'm telling you today, let's cross over. Let's cross over. See, my message ain't changed. It hasn't changed since July the 28th when I attacked this presidency. That's what's coming next. When Jeremy and I took the pastorship over, look here, we've been preaching the same thing ever since then. What have I been telling people? We're living in the last days. See? That's what God has put on my heart. Kelly, we're living in the last days. You get people stirred up. Look here. I've been stirring people up my whole life. I've been pulling shenanigans my whole life. Now I'm doing it for Jesus. Ain't nobody I know can get people stirred up better than I can except for Shelly. Let me put a little addendum there. But see, we're going to cross over to the other side. There is another side of this. That's the side of blessing. There's another side of this, and that's prosperity. There's another side of it, and it's health. There's another side of it, and it's learning how to be happy. There's another side of this, and it's God's divine purpose, and it is divine will for you. Let me tell you something. He told us that there in this life, there would be trials and there would be tribulation, but don't let that get you down, because look here, everything that we face, he's already faced it. Everything that we face, he already has overcome it, see? You don't think, let me tell you something, there is nothing new under the sun. Do you believe that today? Well, that leads me to think that all these viruses and all this stuff, they've been on the face of the earth forever. Look here, Satan knows when to let something rise up. Look here. Satan's been pulling this stuff from the beginning of time. From the beginning of time. What did I tell you last week? That he's crafty. That he's crafty. What am I telling you this week? Look here. Gird up your loins. Put your big girl britches on. Put your man pants on and say, hey, we're going to get to the other side of this, because on the other side of this is what God's got for me. On the other side of this is God's making me who I'm supposed to be. Look here. There's been things that's happened in my life, and it made me come to my knees and say, God, why would you allow this to happen to me? Look here. It has made me who I am today. It's made me this way. Look, Angel, before I would have just cracked and broke. I've went through a lot of stuff in the past 2 years, and you know what I'm telling you? God is God. God's God in the valley. God is God on the mountaintop. God is God when everybody has left you. God is God when everybody's turned their back on you. God is God on your worst day. God is God when you've made your worst mistakes. God is God in the mountaintop. He's the one that puts you there. But let me tell you something. When you're in the valley, I want to tell you that God is still God. He right now. See, I said, let me tell you something. I'm going to be real. They don't call me Pastor Real Deal for no reason. I will tell it, Mama. Tuesday morning, well, let me think back. I get my days mixed up because, see, now they're making us be teachers to our children. That is not of God. There's a reason I didn't go into that profession. Mine are still living. I haven't killed them and they haven't killed me. But Friday morning, it was Friday. I woke up in the worst type of just crippling fear trying to come over me. You know that fear where it just your whole body just shakes and you're just in dread because you don't know what to expect. And you have that fear over you. I had the spirit of fear on me. And I was just thinking, what is this going to do? Do I have enough food? Do I need to go and buy up everything like everybody else is doing? God, I am terrified. What is this coronavirus going to do? You know? Then we got kids over in Florida and they're like, I don't drink Corona. They're clueless. They don't know it's a virus. And I was sitting there and I was saying, oh, Brian, my knees were just, and I was just getting fear all up in me. He said, Kelly, you do what I told you to do for today. Well, that particular day, Kelly and Pastor Tammy from Harmony, and I love Pastor Tammy. She's a very good friend of mine. We decided we were going to serve the older people in this community. So we got over there, and we started cooking. Then we got all the meals together. It still seemed wonderful. It was wonderful. And we began to do a door-to-door deliveries. And by the time that was over with, I felt better. Why? Because, see, when the wrong spirit tries to get up on you, what do you need to do to get it off of you? Get yourself out of that mess and put yourself where you're serving God. Serve God. Serve Him. How are you serving Him? You're serving His children. You're serving His children. You're serving people that could never pay you back. Never pay you back. See, when I began to see the older people and the tears just running down their face, And I was sitting there thinking, you know, if I'd have just changed my mind, they wouldn't have been blessed. Let me tell you something. You best just do what God told you to do. Because let me tell you, you're going to miss a blessing if you cause somebody else to miss a blessing. Amen? See, that's how life works. If you'll do what God told you to do, the odds of somebody else doing what God told them to do that's going to bless you, it's going to come forth. It's going to happen. Why does everybody need to be their best them? Because this thing, Rocky, is winding down. We got to be the very best us that we can be, because somebody is depending on the very best you that you can be. Amen. Amen. And so I'm telling you, let's cross over to the other side. And so they took Jesus in the boat, leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat, and there were also other boats with him. A furious storm came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the storm, and he was sleeping on a cushion. Now, I'm not advising this, but I'm going to tell you what I did the last time there was a tornado watch. I got tired of letting my kids eat 24 hours a day in the pantry, because that's our safe spot. And I said, look here, I'm ready to go. God, if you want to take me home today, I'm going to be right upstairs. I went upstairs and I went to bed. Why? Because I'm not going to live in fear. Do I use wisdom? Yes, I do. But you know what? By golly, at the end of the day, be ready. Be ready. Don't you be shaking like I was shaking, man. You should have seen me, Brittany. I was trying to make me a sandwich. Like, God, what do I need to be doing? This is really freaking me out. Virus? All these people, there ain't no eggs, there ain't no nothing. I said, you just serve them old people, Kelly. You just get out there and serve. Don't you worry about that. Why? Because, see, that's where the very heart of God is, serving. Serving. You want to get out of your funk that you up in? Serve. Serve. Love on somebody. You feeling extra mean and nasty, you want to be bad to folks, you get out that phone, you whip out that phone, you get it where you can see it. I'm getting old enough, I got to do that. And you start texting. You text as many people and encourage them until you start to feel better about what you're going through. Say, God loves you. God cares about what you're going through. We're going to make it. See, this is not a time to just lay down. This is a time for all of God's kids to rise up and say, God is God. God is God today. He'll be God tomorrow. He is God forever. The coronavirus shall not come through my door frame. The coronavirus will not enter this body. The coronavirus will not enter into my children. It will not come in these church. See, it's a time to be speaking some things. And it says, Jesus was in the storm sleeping on a cushion, and the disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? You know how many people's asking God right now, do you not care nothing about us? Look at this corona. Let me tell you something. God cares. God cares about what you're going through. God cares if you own a business in here that you're worried about your business. God cares that you could be worried about losing your job. God cares about being able to provide for your family. God cares about this church. God cares about every single thing. Don't ever doubt that He cares. Why? Because it says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you so much. I love you so much. When your heart gets troubled, cast those troubles on me because I want to take them. They don't belong to you. The battle belongs to the Lord. Give me those troubles because I love you and I care for you. See, this isn't a time to saddle up and take on all the troubles of the corona, what's it going to do and all this stuff. Look here. It's time to just rise up and be God's kids and live in faith. Live in faith. We walk by faith. We don't walk by what we see. We don't walk by what we hear. Half of that ain't even true. He got up and he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, be quiet and be still. How many of you have been watching the news up in here? Good, Brittany. I don't watch the news either. But I hear it when Jeremy's watching it. I don't like the news. When that news starts coming in, so I'm telling you, let's cross over to the other side. Now, I'm not stupid. I can't tell people to do something and not tell them how to do it. How are you going to cross over? Okay? What did Jesus do? He rebuked it. He rebuked it. What do you got to do to cross over? There's a few things. Number one, rebuke. When that TV comes on, when your heart starts getting troubled, when you start getting anxiety, how am I going to make it? Are we going to be okay? Am I going to be a teacher to these kids from now until eternity? Oh, my God, please no. God, do you care? You care about these kids, God? Because I don't know if I can keep them going for until I do. Look here. You just start rebuking that spirit of doubt and unbelief. You rebuke that TV. I know this is sounding nutty. Look here. It is what it is at this point. Everybody says, are you that young, blonde, beautiful preacher? Yeah. That's me. When that fear starts getting up inside of you, you say, God, in Jesus' name, you point your hand towards that TV and say, God, I rebuke what's coming out of that. God, I rebuke that right now. That corona will not come to Logan County. That corona will not come up in my house. That corona will not come on my family. You begin to rebuke. That's exactly what Jesus did. Who are you supposed to be imitating? Jesus. When you want to be afraid, am I going to make it? You get your wallet out. I rebuke Satan from trying to steal from my finances right now in Jesus' name. If you got a business, you point your hand at that business. You begin to get you some oil. Look here. I had to anoint somebody's house about 37 times. That's about the 38th time. You know what I did? I bought them some anointing oil. I said, oh, pastor's got a gift for you. I bought you some anointing oil. You see, ain't nobody going to pray it for your household like you will. Here you go. Anoint your house. Now, this ain't crazy talk. What do you think they did in Goshen? Hello? Why do you think they didn't have problems? Because they did what God told them to do. What did it do? What did death do? It crossed right on over. Crossed right on over. You got olive oil up in your house? You got vegetable oil? I challenge you to activate the Word of God. Get you some of that. Say, God, in Jesus' name, what's touched my hand is holy. And God, I thank you. You put it over your door frame and say, God, nothing but blessing is coming into this household. What did Jesus do? He rebuked it. He rebuked it. When it tries to come, you rebuke it. And so he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves and he said, be quiet and be still. And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Has God ever brought you through something you didn't think he was going to get out of? Who's voting in here? Man, God's brought me through some stuff I didn't think I was going to ever see the light of day on. And look here, in the midst of it all, what did I start to see? A little bit of crack of light. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Let me tell you something. God's not mad at you in here today. God's got nothing but blessing for you, but provision for you, but favor for you. We're crossing over on the other side of this, and I'm telling you how. Number one, rebuke it. Rebuke it. And have faith. Have faith. If you're having a trouble with your faith, go back to the last time where God really showed up and showed out. Go back to the last time where he brought you out of something you never thought you could get up out of. When he brought you out of heartache and you were stuck in that heartache. And without him, you would have been drowning in it. See, the despair, the sadness, the anxiety that he's brought you out of. Look here. Remember back to those days. That's the only time I ever advise people to look back is when we're looking back and we're counting our blessings. We're looking back and we're seeing every time God showed up. And we're looking here and we're looking at the current situation. We're saying, God, I know you're showing up. God, I know that you... Is that my phone? Okay. Hey, look here. I was going to pull a Brother Angelo and just answer it. Maybe one of our little sheep. Let's go to Psalms chapter 34, verse 17. And it says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them, and he delivers them from all of their troubles. From all of their troubles. Everybody say, all of my troubles.
All of my troubles.
God's going to deliver you out of all of your troubles. What do you got to do? We just talked about rebuking. The second thing that you need to do, the righteous cry out. The righteous cry out. Now, did I say the perfect? No. You see, none of us would be able to do anything if that was the case. But the righteous cry out, and God hears them. He delivers them out of all of their troubles. All of their troubles. See, everything that wants to trouble you. Everything that wants... You know who's going to end up troubled after this angel? The devil. If he only knew the souls that were going to be won for the Lord during this thing, he would have never let this loose. Never. See, people are going to come to know him that would have never thought about him. So you have to cry out. You have to cry out. Why? So he hears you. So he hears you. This goes for anything in your life. Not just the coronavirus. Look here. This coronavirus, this is a temporary thing. We are literally going through it right now. We are crossing over. And you know what? For everything that the devil tries to rise up in your path, you got to say, look here, I am crying out to God. This thing don't look good. My marriage don't look good. My children, they look like they're wanting to backslide. My pocketbook, it don't look good. My social this and my social that don't look good. My business don't look good. Look here. Cry out to to God. Say, God, you're the author and finisher of my faith. God, you told me that you would supply all of my needs, not according to what I have, but God, it's according to what you got. Lord, you said you would heal my broken heart. God, I give it to you right now. Look here, if you'll cry out to God, he's going to hear you. How many of you, when you had your kids, when they would cry, you heard them? My husband says, Kelly, you deaf. You're the deafest girl I know. And I live in a two-story house, and let me tell you something. I could have all five of the TVs going on in that house. The babies are up in the bedroom. We got all the noisemakers to help them go nighty-night. And I'm about half asleep. And there's something in my head. When them babies start crying, I hear them. I said, Jeremy, turn off everything. Make Alexa turn this all off. I don't know how to work her. She only likes you. Tell her to turn all this stuff off. Them babies are crying. He always goes, you can't hear nothing, but when one of them kids is crying, you hear it. I don't know how you do that. It's an instinct. It's an instinct. How much more? See, look at the Word of God. How much more does Daddy God hear? How much more does he hear? He hears you. He hears you. Deborah, he hears you. He knows and he cares. So many times we get caught up in life and we feel like, God, don't you care? God, my heart is broken in a thousand pieces. God, don't you care about what I'm going through? Look here. As we're saying that, he's picking up all them pieces. He knows exactly how to put them together so they will never come apart again. Yes, he cares. Yes, he cares. Cry out to him. He's waiting to listen to you. He's waiting to hear you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Anybody's peace in here been kind of hard to come by this week? You kind of gotten yourself a little stressed? You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Look here. I talked about rebuking. I talked about crying out. And I'm talking about right now, keeping your mind stayed on God. Keep your mind stayed on him. When the mind goes, everything else follows. Somebody needs to pay attention to that. You may be listening to me right now on streaming. You may be listening to me right now on our website. You may be under the sound of my voice right here in this sanctuary. When your mind goes somewhere, the rest will follow. Keep your mind stayed on God. Keep your mind stayed on God. If your mind starts going out left field, you take that thought captive and you say, in Jesus' name, you filthy mind, you're coming back over here. You're going to line up with what God's Word said for you to think. You keep your mind steadfast on him. Why? So look here. When we call on him, he's going to hear us. Our heart is going to remain in perfect peace. Why? Because we're keeping that mind stayed on him. Can you keep your mind stayed on him and be full of trouble all at the same time? Look here, that trouble's got to go. The trouble can't stay. It don't have a right to stay there. Keep your mind stayed on him. Because at the end of the day, you either trust him or you don't. You either trust him or you don't. I'm urging you to trust him. He's got it. He's got you in the palm of his hand. He won't let you go. He loves you. He's not concerned about all the things that you think he's wrapped up in. When I go to the jail and I begin to minister, the common thread in every single little sermon is people say, God is so mad at me, Pastor Kelly. He's so mad at me. I've messed up so much. Let me tell you something. Nothing could ever separate you from the love that God has for you. God is not a child abuser. God's not somebody that says, you messed up too much. I'm rejecting you. I don't like you no more. I don't want you no more. You're not my kid anymore. You're not in my family no more. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, God loves you. God's not concerned about the things that you pray to God nobody ever finds out about you. Look here. You get those under the blood, you keep them under there, and you stop letting the accuser of the brethren bring them back up to you. Who is that? The devil. The devil gets you over and over replaying things in your mind that you've done that you're ashamed of. Look here, God doesn't work out of shame. Some people need to rise up out of that this morning. Stop being so messed up over the mistakes that you've made. Look here, today is a brand new day. Walk in it today. The Word of God says you're going to hear a voice in the desert, and it's going to cry out to you, and it's going to say, here's the way, walk in it. Here's the way, walk in it. Here's the way, walk in it. People overthink Jesus. I got to look just right to be able to go up in there. My hair's got to be combed over. I mean, I can't have horizontal straps going on. That makes me look terrible. I've had people tell me that. Don't wear horizontal straps, Kelly. I thought, man, I know you ain't caught on to who Jesus is, because, see, Jesus don't care about these straps, see. I mean, let's keep it real. God wants you exactly how you are. Why? Because you're the apple of his eye. Yes, I realize we got people in here wearing horizontal straps. Look here, I love them. I ain't messed up about it. I decided to wear black today because, look, it's going to make me look slimmer. I'm getting better at this Facebook Live stuff, and I need to be looking my best. But at the end of the day, if I look terrible, Pastor Kelly's still going to be getting on Facebook Live. And they got things to help you with that now. I mean, I don't even got to put on makeup. That screen is going to put my makeup on for me. Make me look better than I really look. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. Boys, I would like this in the CEV version. So we have to rebuke, we have to cry out, and we have to keep our minds stayed on him. Do we have the CEV version? If we don't, look here. I've got my phone. I told you I'm not like every other preacher. I don't sound like them. I'm not going to look like them, and I'm not going to preach like them. People either love me immediately or they hate me, and I'm good with either one because I'm going to be who God called me to be. God said, if you'll say what I called you to say, if you'll do what I told you to do, you're going to save souls, Kelly, for the kingdom of heaven that nobody else could have won. Why? Because you just said it like it is. You just said it like it is. We are living in the last days. There's no time to sugarcoat everything. I don't got time for that. And neither do you. And thank God for technology. Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See, that's what's going to happen. Every time the devil tries to mess me up, I'm just going to sing and we're just going to get through it. Look here, by the time we get done, I may sound better. I doubt it. We're going to give it a try. So Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth. He gave us the kingdom. He gave us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He gave them to us. He gave them to us. He said, have dominion. What does that mean? Have control. I got any control freaks out there today? He gave us control. And then he gave us the keys. He said, here's the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now listen up, child. With them keys, whatever you allow on earth, I'm going to allow it in heaven. But whatever you don't allow, I will not allow. When trouble, and I'm not just talking about the coronavirus, the heck with the coronavirus. Okay, I'm talking about life. When trouble comes a knocking at your door, the door of your life, and it wants to come in. Maybe you opened the door and you already let it in. When trouble comes, I want you to remember this verse. Whatever you allow on earth, God's going to allow it in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth, whatever you will not allow on earth, God will not allow it. What does this mean for the believer? You better get to telling the devil what you will not allow. I've been to hell and back in 2 years. Let me tell you something. There comes a time where you got to stand up and be the person that you were destined to be. I've had the spirit of depression come over me so bad, I couldn't get out of my bed for days at a time, Brittany. Does it happen to pastors? Yes, it does. See, I'm not any better. I may be worse. Brian, in the middle of the night, I've had my husband reach over his hand and pray that depression off of me. See, you better get with who you're supposed to be with. See, in the middle of trouble, you got to learn. I said, God, what do? I cannot get out of this. I can't even have the energy to wash my hair, to get up out of bed. God, I'm grief-stricken. He said, Kelly, I want you to walk through your house and begin to tell Satan all the things that you will not allow. And I begin to walk through my home. And I said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, you will not have my family. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you will not have my church. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you cannot have my children. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you will not have my health. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you will not have my husband. See, you better get to telling the devil what you ain't allowing him to take from you. Why? Because the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. When he does it, he's trespassing. Most Christians don't know when the devil's trespassing. They just lay down. Look here, I'm telling you to get up. And not only am I telling you to get up in here this morning, I'm telling you to get yourself up and cross over to the other side. Because see, on the other side of this thing is your breakthrough. On the other side of it, your blessing. On the other side of it, Brian, is happiness. On the other side of it is joy, completeness, wholeness. See, you got to shake off what the devil's got planned for you and say, in Jesus' name, I don't allow it. Amen. I don't allow my job to be taken from me. Amen. I don't allow the coronavirus to come up in this house. Amen. See, whatever you're going to allow. Now, I get most pastors don't get up here and spit and slobber. Look here, he's the only one brave enough to sit up in the front row. Because I'm like a spitting camel. Look here, I'm serious. I'm passionate about what God wants. Why? Because I love y'all. I love y'all. Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. So we talked about rebuking. We've talked about crying out. We've talked. Who's got the third one? You get up here and you start really going with the Holy Ghost and you're thinking, God, what was that third one? You're keeping your mind stayed on God. You keep your mind pure. You keep your mind steadfast. We talked about binding and loosing. We talked about whatever you're going to allow. I promise you, God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth. I promise that when any two of you, but God will not allow anything that you don't allow. See, this is the Word of God. The unadulterated Word of God. This isn't the sugar-coated Word of God. This is what God said. I promise you, God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth. God's waiting for people to say, I'm not going to allow this anymore. I'm not, not one more day. Not one more day. But God will not allow anything you don't allow. Anything. Anything. And I promise you that when any two of you on earth agree about something you are praying for, my Father in heaven will do it for you. That's why I didn't close the doors today. I'm not bashing anybody that closed their doors. I believe that the Word of God spoke to them to close their doors. Look here. The Word of God said, Kelly, no more services after today for a couple times. Where two or more are gathered together there in my name, I'm right up in the middle of them. Get them to pray, Kelly. Get them to tell me what they don't allow. Get them to tell Satan what they don't allow. See, I'm not your conventional person, but look here. I will get the job done. God ain't called me to be conventional. All my grade school teachers said, she's the most different kid I've ever met. I don't understand her. Kelly, she's different. She's weird. Look here. Yep. Yep. I'm good with it. Why? Because see, I don't got to look like everybody else. I don't got to talk like everybody else. I don't going to be like everybody else. I'm going to be who He called me to be. That's the most important thing. God wants you to be who you've been called to be. God wants you to stand up and say what He's called you to say. God wants you to get yourself and say, look here, self, we're going to have a meeting. We're gonna start telling the devil right now the things we ain't going to have no more. Because see, we saw in God's Word, the last two verses that we read, look here, I'm going to allow whatever you allow. You think God's going to sit there and never let you activate your faith? Nope. God's going, man, I want people that's close to my heart. I want them to be stirred. I want them to stand up and walk in their destiny. I want them to stand up and know what I've called them to do. I want them to open up their mouth for my glory instead of the devil's glory. So I promise you, God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth. But God will not allow anything that you don't allow. And I promise that when any two of you on earth agree about something in prayer, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Whenever two or three of you come together in my name, I'm with you. I'm with you. How do we end a service like this? Telling you right now, it's time to cross over. I've told you since July the 28th, God was bringing about a season for His children. He was bringing about a time. We are here right at the brink of it. The devil did not predict and could not predict all the things that God was going to do for the children of God. He could not predict all the souls that will be won because of this. What does that mean for you? See, some of us, we struggle in different areas. Some of us, we struggle because I messed up, I can never be happy again. That's a lie from Satan. Because I've made mistakes, I'm disqualified to do something great. That's a lie from Satan. I can't do it. That's a lie from Satan. I don't want to do it. That's also a lie from Satan. Look here. The best part of you really does. The best part of you really does. You think it was easy for Melissa to get up there and sing? Probably not. She was making me feel like I needed to get up there and sing. I was inspiring. Look here. I'm asking you today to cross over. I'm asking you today to cross over. I'm asking you when Satan gets in on you, you start rebuking him. I'm asking you to cry out to him. I'm asking you to keep your mind stayed on him. Shelly, every time that Satan gets in there and goes in with the mind, the body follows. When your mind gets in there, that's why the devil talks people into some stuff. Because when it's in your mind, everything else follows. Your actions, your body, your everything. It follows. That's why God's saying, you better keep your mind stayed on me, because you're going to be up in some stuff you don't even know about. You ever gotten yourself into something you thought, oh, how did I even get into that? Many times. How many of you ready to cross over? Stand at your feet. I'm going to pray a blessing. Look here. If you haven't heard anything that I've said this morning, I want to tell you that God loves you. I want to tell you that there's hope for you. You don't have to lay over and let the devil come in and steal everything from you, take your family from you, take your joy from you, take your finances from you, take your marriages from you, take your children from you. No, it's time that you're destined in your heart. I'm crossing over. There's things that I've battled with, and I refuse to battle with them anymore. It's a done deal. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, all over the church this morning, God, people are responding to what you've said to them. God, I speak life into every person right now in Jesus' name. God, I speak abundance right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I speak healing, God, from the inside out. Healing in emotions, healing in their soul, healing in their spirit, and healing in their body. God, I thank you, Lord, that we are activating the word that we've all received this morning. And God, I ask right now that you would bless the food and bless your people, God, in Jesus' name, amen.